Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
What are you having?
One mini egg.
I was going to say Tangfastics for you.
I managed to stop that.
Great.
But only...
You replaced it with one mini egg?
Correct.
Okay, I think that feels worse.
Yeah.
Because it's also, like, so lonely.
Yeah, it's bad. It's no one saying it's good. This okay. isn't good here.
Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast. Somber beginnings, as the somber beginning of the day.
It's really dragging us down. We like to do how-tos, and we don't like to. The entire concept of the podcast is how-tos.
It's compulsory.
It's compulsory. I'm Stevie. Tessa.
Hello.
We struggle with breakfast. There was a point, I would say late 20s, where I was like, so I just have to keep thinking of things to eat every morning, do I?
Yes. This one is how to know what to eat for breakfast.
Yes.
Is it how to know, how to decide?
How to revolutionise your breakfast? How to eat breakfast?
I have... a very difficult relationship with breakfast.
Yes.
In a cafe, I'm thriving. A cafe that knows what it's doing.
A breakfast cafe. Yeah.
Or a cafe with a solid breakfast menu that says, like, we serve breakfast till 5 p.m. I'm like, banging.
Yeah.
And it needs to be an entire A, what is it bigger, A2 or A4?
A2 is bigger.
Okay, I want an A3 piece of card.
Right.
I want that to come. And it'd
you,
be
you don't like a book?
Nope.
Oh.
I need one all on one.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because like, otherwise I'm like losing my place in the book.
Of course. You don't bring a bookmarked cafe.
I don't. I should.
Wow.
Otherwise I'm constantly going, what page are you on? Where are you looking?
Yes, a constant battle.
Where are you seeing that? Breakfast soup. Okay, right, hang on. Yeah, flicking.
Breakfast soup.
One A3, solid card, good GSM.
Yeah.
Nice big font for grandma.
Yeah, always.
No pictures, but I could occasional little illustration.
You've got like an opinion on the illustration element.
I just want to know that I need to know that I trust you.
Of course.
And then I want there to be so many options.
Yes, I like them categorised very clearly. Mm. I think it's very important for both of us that the dietary requirements.
Certainly.
All we require is a little GF, a little VE.
Sometimes a VG.
Fuck, sometimes a PB. Plant-based, genuinely.
Oh.
That happened the other day, and I was like, oh, there's no vegan stuff. And they were like, it literally says plant-based all over it. I was like, oh.
Well, don't make up your own code.
Don't make up your own code, yeah. Like,
not when that already means peanut butter and personal best. We're busy here. We can't be bringing
personal
in...
Personal best. It's the chef's personal
yeah,
best.
Well, that's what honestly what I would think that meant. No, so in the restaurant, I'm thriving.
Yes, understood.
I'm confident. I can't wait to go out for breakfast. Gorgeous. Mm-hmm. At home... Oh, Mamma Mia, we're collapsing. This is a nightmare. Yeah. I'm having one mini egg.
Well, you have to already have all the stuff in, and this is the thing with all the other meals, too.
Yeah.
You may have been out beforehand, on the way back, pick up some stuff.
Wow.
Whereas breakfast, you wake up and you have to already have, so what if you fancy something that you don't have in? It's like, well, I'm not going out to get breakfast and come back in.
You can't pop out for your breakfast.
You actually can't.
Yeah. You actually...
You literally... Sometimes you can't.
Yes, I know it sounds so...
No, but I agree with you. As I was saying, I was like, I'm joking, but I'm not joking. Sometimes
no,
you can't.
But it hadn't really occurred to me, like, of course that's the whole issue.
Yeah.
You can't pop out and think, oh, I'll make a salmon.
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
What, are you going to go and fish for salmon? No.
Yeah,
but like the idea of going to
Tesco.
You've
got to go to work in a minute.
Exactly.
You've got to pop out. Right. Sorry, everyone. You're like, yeah, what's wrong with you two? I think part of the issue for me for the breakfast is I can't eat many of the breakfast items.
You've said this before because obviously it does revolve around bread often, doesn't it?
It's bread. I shouldn't really be having a lot of dairy.
Is that something that you shouldn't have now?
Yes, it's a real shame.
Welcome to my world.
I know.
We should do how to swap out. I've got so many good suggestions.
Okay, this is nice. The thing is, I picked many lovely treats from the genetic lottery. I also pulled out absolutely broken intestinal tract, extremely lazy. And together, not ideal.
So mini egg is just ripe with dairy.
Yeah, it's a terrible, it's also an objectively terrible thing to eat for breakfast.
Sorry, right. I thought you were leading to like, so the reason why a mini egg is because obviously I can't eat many of the breakfast things.
No.
I know it's bad.
So I'm beginning my day riddled with shame and egg. So I'm riddled with the stuff.
Ironically, an actual egg you can eat.
I know. That's part of the problem. But the eggs aren't in, Stevie, are they?
You've had to get them
the night before.
Yes.
Well, I've got the mini eggs the night before in many ways.
A leftover from dessert, of course.
Or Easter, they're just bits.
Or dinner, you had them for dinner.
I did. And so I think, there's bread, it's dairy, it's bits, it's, you know, and so I should be a proper, like, Tupperware girl. I should be travelling with my bits, my seeds, my nuts. I should never get hungry. I should be a gal.
There's no part of me that ever thinks you should or will ever be a Tupperware seeds lady.
I know that, but I'm just saying that's what the sort of person, the intestinal tract I've got needs...
Requires Tupperware. Yeah.
And I'm just never, never, never going to do it. And then I had such a big epiphany the other day because people will not stop telling me to eat breakfast. And I'm like, yes, I'm not going to do it.
Some people don't, and it's fine as well.
And so I was always like, I don't eat breakfast. That's just part of it. Because always, you know, if you ever do anything that's very specific, if you've ever done anything involving a mic check, they always say, tell us what you ate for breakfast. That man in the tech box is like, well, I'm supposed to be getting your sound levels, but that's not a good thing to have for breakfast. I'm like, yep.
Yeah.
Was like, part of the reason I don't eat is because I feel so sick in the morning all the time and nauseous. And then I like don't eat until the nausea has calmed down. And then I Googled that. And the nausea problem is that even if there's nothing in your stomach, because I was like, why? This is so unfair. There's nothing even in you and you're still making me feel sick.
You're hungry.
It's not just a hunger feeling. It's an actual feeling of nausea.
Okay, yeah.
Because I would be able to be like, that's hunger.
Okay, good.
But this one's a specific feeling. Googled it. Turns out your stomach is making stomach acid constantly, regardless of whether there's any food coming, because it's a well-oiled machine and it's always prepared. Mm. And if there's nothing in there for it to start working on, it starts going back up your gastric tract, and that's what makes you feel nauseous. So it's actually, I was actively not putting anything in there because I was felt so ill, but that's actually the opposite of what's needed.
So you need to medically eat breakfast.
I medically have to throw something into the cavern to be like, have that, you bell end.
Right,
that's how I feel about my tummy.
It's very, there's a lot to unpack there, isn't there? Going back to you saying, because of my terrible tract, I simply must be, I have to be the Tupperware lady. It's almost like you've gone, well, I can't be the Tupperware lady, so fuck it. I'm gonna eat like mad shit.
Mm.
When there is an in between arena that you fully can inhabit.
Okay. What's in there?
I'd say egg.
Egg.
Egg is in there.
Yeah, I have recently discovered egg. So top tip for anyone listening.
Guys, eggs for breakfast?
Egg. I don't know if it's og. I'm not sure if I'm saying it right. It's got two G's and I don't know how you pronounce that.
Ege.
I have recently discovered that and that has been very helpful. So I am having an egg.
Talk me through... it?
Fry the egg.
Yeah, that's good.
In the thanks.
So you're already, you're up, you're cooking.
I'm up, I'm cooking. It's in the non-stick pan, so I don't really put anything, a little dash of oil maybe, if I'm feeling Italian.
Mm-hmm, of course, an Italian egg.
An Italian. I have what I call an Italian ojo. Then we move on to non-stick pan. Salt and pepper. Cover it in salt and pepper, just to feel like I'm doing something.
You eat some tomatoes as well.
Then I have discovered an excellent new bread, gluten-free bread, because part of the issue with attempting anything in the gluten-free or vegan or any of this section is in order to get any taste in there, they've riddled it with sugar or processed food.
It's gluten-free bread is fucking rank.
And it's crucially rank. There is an absolute banger called Char. It's got yellow packaging.
So is that good then?
umlaut.
I've had their pretzels.
Not bad.
Yeah, pretty good.
But their bread, particularly white and seeded sensation, I would say bang in. Yes. Oh, you've got to toast it. Sorry, but you've got to toast it.
Right, okay.
Okay, anyway. And then nonetheless, I was like, this is nice and delicious, but ultimately isn't that good for me. And then I found this extremely healthy olive bread. And I do think it feels good. And then I put the egg on that and I feel $1 million.
Problems. Talk us through, you really talked us through what the bread is you're not eating, the chart. Talk us through what this olive bread is. I want some specifics. What's the colour of the packaging?
Clear. Looks like it's going to NASA. Looks like it's going to space.
Yes, as a vacuum packed.
Vacuum packed. Off the way with the gluten-free section.
Yes.
Yeah. I would say it's green.
You could get it online as well, maybe. Probably,
it's a green packaging. And I would say it's got a picture, black and white picture, possibly of the ocean. I cannot wait to go back and look at it and see what it actually is.
Ocean bread.
Dillon Organic. D-I-L-L-O-N.
Great.
Gluten-free olive bread. Comes in other ranges of bread. Can't stress enough. Absolutely no picture of the ocean.
Couldn't have less of the ocean on it. There's no picture on it.
No picture at all.
Were you looking at the barcode?
I cannot believe. Can I tell you my nightmare, Stevie?
Yes.
It is having to do either some kind of crime. I'm the only witness to a crime.
Yes.
I stand between a murder charge for an innocent person, and I'm in charge of relaying the information.
Oh my God, the worst.
That's my nightmare, because I'll be like, 100% on the ocean. That was definitely there. Turns out it's just the colour green and the bark.
Oh, Christ. Okay, right.
Problems, Stevie. Yes. Eggs come in a 6.
They do.
The gluten-free bread comes in a 4.
If I may, you can get...
What shall I do? I run out.
You can get a lovely bumper pack of 12 Burford Browns.
Okay, bumper pack 12. Okay.
Famously a dozen. That's very much an egg number.
I cannot stress enough how new I am to breakfast. I have not eaten breakfast for 2 decades.
Egg dozen. You've not interacted
with egg.
With egg.
For such a long time because I don't eat egg.
Right, yeah.
If you're not having it for breakfast, where are you putting egg? You know? Don't bake.
An omelette?
Don't eat omelettes.
Well, obviously, because you don't eat eggs. There are things that people
omelette,
do eat.
Very stressed about an omelette.
Carbonara, pop an egg in it.
Okay, so my problems are, maybe I'll have one good day with it because I'm like, I think I'm not thinking long term enough.
You're not thinking long term.
I'm not thinking a dozen.
So I have eggs basically every single morning.
Yeah.
And my issue is that now I need something else. So maybe I look to Turkey. Not the food, the country.
Yeah.
Because they do hummus and flatbreads and things. And I'm like, hummus in the morning, are you mad? But actually delicious. So
that is what I've actually been putting between the bread and the egg.
Egg and hummus?
Yeah.
Would never have thought
of it. As just a layer to give a little something in replace of butter.
Absolutely. Have a little bit of that. If you want alternative, you're trying to get rid of dairy, is that why?
Yeah.
Flora Buttery is literally vegan. It doesn't say vegan, it's vegan.
Wow.
And it tastes like butter.
Okay.
It's brilliant. So, I've been having eggs for maybe, it must be lockdown, I suddenly realised, I can just have eggs, and got into the habit of, I like scrambling them because it's, for me, easy, because for some reason, I cannot abide sitting and staring and waiting for something to do something. A kettle boiling, can't abide it.
I have to leave the room.
Frying an egg, just staring at it being like, yeah, it's probably done. The amount of times I've had raw egg because I'm like, fuck it, I can't look at it anymore.
I really understand. I didn't know anyone. I'm really glad that I didn't know anyone else felt like that, because I have to look at it out the corner of my eye and do other stuff.
Yeah, me too.
I really don't like it.
I can't stand it. I'm so impatient. So scrambling, active enough.
That's active.
And also it's very quick, because you're obviously making this less surface area, so you just know.
I really don't like scrambled eggs.
Well, then you shouldn't have it.
No.
And I do. So I don't put anything in it. I just put salt and pepper.
I don't want that.
I don't like poached eggs particularly, because I'm always scared that there'll be a watery bit in the egg and it'll freak me out.
Yeah.
Even though there's not. But yeah, so scrambled and on toast, and then I add stuff like salt and pepper, of course, and then cheese on it.
You're a chef.
So because I'm a chef. If I've got cheese, great, or vegan cheese, obviously, but if I've got vegan-y bacon bits, sometimes I'm pop them in the air fryer if I'm going crazy. But normally it's just scrambled eggs on toast with the nice butter, and I have sourdough toast because that I can't have normal bread because it hurts my tummy, but sourdough's all right. Anyway, because I know that, because I'm so used to it, it is like every time I go to a shop to get any sort of food, I think, do I have eggs? And actually now I've got to the point where I just buy anyway because I know I go through so many eggs.
Right.
I do, like, I don't know how many eggs is normal, but I have...
You're not Gaston.
Well, yeah, literally. I was having three and then I saw a tweet that was like, two eggs, I like eggs. Three eggs, I'm the egg man.
Right,
I was like,
yeah,
the egg man.
So you have three eggs a sitting.
I downgraded to two because of the tweet and I thought, I don't want to be the egg man.
Were you having three in your scrambled eggs?
I was having three scrambled eggs. It's quite a beefy boy, quite a lot of it. And then now it's two and I can't really tell the difference. So I'm maybe three eggs was too many. So it's about like, because you're new to the breakfast thing, you've got your breakfast that you like. It's just every time you go to a shop to get like stuff for dinner or you just have to get into the habit of being like, do I have my eggs? Do I have my eggs? Like if you're like a porridge person, it's like, do I have my porridge?
Right.
Staying with someone at the moment, Lola, who came on the podcast to talk about shared ownership. I tell no word of a lie. There was a huge, big box of blueberries, like massive, just in the sink, washed. And I was like, can I have a blueberry? She's like, oh yeah, I'm going to freeze them in a bit. And I was like, why? She's like, because I have them. Every morning I have porridge, peanut butter, three dates, and I put 10 blueberries in and I microwave it so they all like melt into the porridge and that's my breakfast. And it's like, I think you have to...
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And that sounds overwhelming to me. But then for other people, for her, like, what, you cook eggs every month? That would be overwhelming because it's a different type of breakfast. Basically, the key to having breakfast is you have to like have the same every day and you have to plan. So because you can't think when you wake up,
what should I have for breakfast?
What should I have for breakfast?
What you will have is one mini egg.
One mini egg.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miroboard. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miroboard?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
So look, you've got your egg on toast. You've still got the variation to be like, maybe I'll have toast and jam or something. Or maybe I'll have like just toast and that's it. Or maybe I'll have like...
No. I'm already panicked by that.
You don't want to have just toast.
I don't want to have any... I don't want to think, I don't want that. I'm not always in the morning.
Yes,
maybe.
Of course.
No maybes.
That's, what's the word, advanced level breakfast.
Yeah.
For the absolute, you know, beginner like we are, which feels mad, the amount of mornings we've gone through. But we
that's
are
the thing,
beginners.
You've had one- Every day. You've been through this. And each one has been this level of stress.
Well, the only time I wasn't stressed when I had a job and there was like a crush, may she rest in peace. I think they've gone under. There was a crush next door.
They might be still with us.
May they rise again.
May they rise again.
And they had these two things, which I would sort of like, well, I basically would get, it was like a berry crush smoothie. And then I just put loads more stuff in it. And it was like every morning, I mean, I was on like 15 grand a year. And those smoothies were like £8. So
I remember.
Really bad going. But it was so
calming. You were a businesswoman with a job.
I was a businesswoman with a job. Woke up, didn't have to worry about breakfast in the morning because it was like, well, I know what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
You get it. And then it's like, it's a little routine. And I think breakfast is the only meal where like it sort of psychologically sets you up for the day in the sense that I think a routine is really important in the morning. It's like the key to making you feel like you're in control of the rest of your day. Whereas with dinner, by dinner, all bets are off. You know, yeah. You're eating a shoe and that's fine.
Yeah.
Like, you could do anything because at the end of the day, so you're not psychologically setting yourself up for anything.
The only time I was good about breakfast is when I worked for the Sainsbury's magazine.
Yes.
You're going to think it's about how we all got free food at Sainsbury's, but that simply is not the case. But the office was above a Leon.
I was going to say, I bet it was, because I worked in that office as well. It was life-changing.
It was life-changing. So yeah. I didn't have to panic in the morning. I didn't have to eat anything at home.
What did you go for? What pot?
Three separate pots.
Yes, because they're so small. The breakfast pots are tiny. There's one egg in it.
They would say, then they sort of made a comment, because I was there so often, not meanly, but I implied...
The pot woman's back.
Basically, and I implied that I was sent to buy breakfast for the office. Because I was buying so many pots.
But also, three small pots is still not enough for an office. So it's like, who's working in your office?
I was deep in the lies, Stevie. I was so deep in it. I got one egg sausage beans pot.
I know it well.
Then there was a secondary egg pot.
Yes.
Yeah, you know that one as well.
Yeah.
And then there was a yogurt, honey, banana and chocolate shavings. And that was my dessert breakfast.
Dessert breakfast, yeah.
For my three-person office, because we all got one.
But therein lies the key.
Yeah.
Like, it's the routine. So you've got to get yourself into that routine.
Having just said to you, like, when I run out and then I'm... As soon as I... Because I only got four pieces of this bloody olive bread. It's incredibly expensive.
You left that late to throw that on us. There's four pieces
that's
of bread.
That's so often the way with the gluten-free stuff. It's
that's
just
bullshit.
Yeah, it's bullshit. It's bullshit.
So you got to buy like 20 of them.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I was buying six eggs and one pack of those. And then the egg man was going through them at a rate of knots. And then being like, oh. So now I'm like, I see a dozen eggs.
Yeah. Eggs keep for weeks.
Yeah.
Gluten-free bread will survive an apocalypse.
Well, that's the thing. It's me being like, it's going to in space and it's NASA packaging. Great. Good for you. It's now going to live in the drawer for you.
Yeah.
Okay, I just need to be bulk buying. I'm just not very good at future thinking.
No, I know, but you also know you're not, so you can anticipate. So it's like, I'm bad at future thinking, therefore I must bulk buy my NASA bread. Like, you really can. Just also, you don't have to think about it. Just be like, oh, I'm going to get my eggs and my bread. I'll buy double immediately. Just go double.
Right.
Also, I think that emotion that comes in is the thing that stops me as well. It's like, I always think like, oh God, I'm buying eggs and eggs again, am I? For my breakfast, like I'm always like, I should do porridge or I should, you know what? Overnight fucking oats has got a lot to answer for.
Hasn't it fucking just?
Fuck you, whoever thought of that.
I'd like a little bit of time in a dark alley.
I cannot fucking stand that.
Fucking overnight oats.
They're not even that good.
They're gross. And I made them once and I cried.
They're so like, it's like tasting grouting.
When I ate it in the morning and I had made it in the glass jar, like they said.
Jesus.
I'd done the thing. I'd done the layering of the berries. Yeah. I'd done everything that Instagram said I should do. Put them in the thing, ate them in the morning, absolutely revolting, I cried.
Yeah, they're revolting, because they taste like they should, they just look so much better than they taste. If you're listening and you're being like, I love them, that's really good.
Good for you.
But I mean,
get in my alley, I want to ask some questions.
That culture is that's the problem. It comes down to that problem. In the back of your mind, I can never get rid of the idea that like, well, there's someone who's done it better. They did it the night before. They did it five times from Monday to Friday. Yeah. And while I'm like scrambling my eggs, and blah, 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 it's like, yeah, but I could have just like opened my fridge and taken one of my mason jars out and, I don't know, used my bamboo spoon to eat them. Like,
fuck you.
I can't. That is actually the issue. I think meal prepping for lunch is different. Like, fine. That's like another sort of thing. Meal prepping for breakfast, I think, is fucked breakfast over because it just makes you feel like you're second best every time.
I think the entire of online food culture at the moment is encapsulated in Khloe Kardashian's Oreo jar. Huge mason jar, but like I'm putting my whole hands out like a beach ball. Like it's, I just can't stress how big this jar is.
Okay.
Huge glass jar affair. And every month she redoes her Oreo jar. So she buys easily 500 Oreos. I was like, well, I guess the family go through an enormous amount of Oreos. Yeah. Good for them. What's she going to do? Tip them in? Lovely. Yeah. I guess she has one big Oreo jar. No, no, no. She is going to individually take her singular Oreo, layer it right to the edge of the glass, mm-hmm. and then layer the next one with about an Oreo space in between. So now she's got a full pattern all the way around of Oreos placed around.
I know where you're going with this, and I'm already.
The next Oreo.
Oreo ready. I hate it. She puts in between the gap, doesn't she?
Yeah.
She makes a pattern.
Will be placed on top now.
Yeah.
To create a lattice brickwork. And round that one goes. The next one, on that goes. So there's space, Oreo, all the way around in a constant structure.
Yeah.
All the way around the edge of this. I cannot stress how large the jar is.
Yeah.
The video went on for hours. Like, it was relentless. And then she just fucking closes it up and it's sealed now. It's on the kitchen counter. It looks amazing, obviously, but insane. Mm. And then whoever's behind the camera is like, do you get cross when people eat them? And she like spins around. It's like, don't eat them.
Oh, you're like, Christ.
Because then they've upset the pattern. And you're like, okay, so you buy 500 Oreos, you do this fucking insane thing, and then every month you throw out the old Oreos because no one was allowed to eat your pattern.
There's something going on there, isn't there?
Sure. And there's so much to unpack, but it's like, this is the problem. We are making...
Aesthetic over
everything else. We're making these crazy videos, people. We're putting crazy stuff in jars. We are then being like, this is what I have with our glossy hair and our breast milk ice cream and all the like, I'm tradwifing, I'm doing it. You can too, so easily. And so everyone is like, okay.
Yeah. And then going, why can't I do it? You're like, because they're not doing it either. They're creating content. They're not making breakfast.
This is a friend once when I got very cross about a columnist in the Daily Mail and was like, how can they live? Why? How? And she was like, you are booing a pantomime witch. You are sincerely taking that actress and being like, you were very mean to Dick Whittington. Be like,
that's such a good way of putting it.
You like,
I love that.
What they are doing is completely false.
It's those soap opera magazines where it's all like, naughty Tom is cheating, and you're like, they're a character.
That's a character.
Like when our friend was in Coronation Street and she made it to the front cover of like Nasty Natalie of the Cobbles, and it was like, this is funny, because that's not her name.
Yeah. And she is nasty.
And she's nasty.
But like, that's the thing, is like, when you're watching these videos, like, the line has been so blurred for us. And I know we talk about this on the podcast constantly, because we constantly get got by it.
I don't understand.
Why do we keep getting got? Because
we're quite intelligent. What are we doing? Sorry.
I think it's that the pictures look so shiny.
That's it. The pictures look really shiny. So.
Is it just that they keep saying that they're being truthful, so we're like... Okay.
Also, it just looks nice. That's what it is. We are drawn to beautiful things. It looks nice, and we want that. We want everything to look nice.
I think we're just ultimately an extremely aspirational species.
Yes.
Unlike the raccoons. Like, of course, every species is aspirational. Everyone wants something.
Raccoons love a flat life.
They're like...
They're really into
it. It's such a crazy thing to say that only we are thinking are aspirational.
But we kind of are in that. It's like aspiration gone crazy.
Aspiration
over practicality. The fact that breakfast is now really not about the food.
Yeah.
It's about the jar you put it in, how you do it, what
strangers you show it to.
Yeah, you know? How they're dressed, what their vibe is. Right, we must simply look to Turkey.
Please.
So, I think... A good, just the final kind of bit, the final tip, I think, will be...
The final tip.
The no tips.
The relentless tip.
The relentless barrage of advice. The first tip, well, I think we figured out, like, that you basically have to have a routine. If you're struggling with breakfast, pick a breakfast that you're like, I like this. And now that's going to be simple for you to get the food in, because you're always going to remember. There's not like, oh my God, but what do I have for breakfast? You're like, no, it's that. It's eggs and that bread.
And you're like, that seems boring. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
You're just putting something in there so the acid can do its job.
Absolutely. It's nice. And once you've got it, your routine, you can be like, oh, I've also got some cheese. I can pop some cheese on the egg. Oh, I've got some sriracha. You can kind of like build once you've got the basics in, but you have to get the basics in
one
first.
One week, or can I improve from...
Do whatever you feel. It's when you feel like it's second nature, the eggs are second nature.
Right.
Then
I could upgrade to sriracha, but not yet.
Yeah. No, you can. You can upgrade to sriracha now. You do whatever you like, but
I'm barely at egg.
Right, stay at egg and then pop the sriracha in.
I didn't even know until this episode began that I needed a dozen eggs, you know? All that was even available.
Yes, you didn't know what a dozen eggs were. Like,
I didn't even know that you could buy a dozen eggs.
No.
So already this is big.
Yes, and now if you're at the stage where you're like, okay, so I do know that there's a dozen eggs, I feel like... And like, I'm bored. So that's where I'm at, where I'm like, I'm bored. I'm going to expand because I think I'm hampered by the British Isles.
Certainly. We all are.
The hummus. In Turkey, they have hummus for breakfast.
Well, at my house once, you had, at my parents' house, you had fried potatoes for breakfast. You kept saying, for the rest of the day, you said,
I still think about it.
I'm having potatoes. And we were all like, oh, yeah.
I've never had potatoes for breakfast. That's wild.
And yeah, and you were like, this is wild.
Yeah, I said the same thing.
Yeah, we're all just saying it back to you.
Because of that, I didn't fry potatoes because I couldn't wait. I can't stand and watch them get crispy enough. It's boring.
Understood.
But I did start having potato waffles.
Okay.
With my egg.
Okay.
In the toaster. Lot of fun there.
I will say, anybody, if you're like, whatever your XYZ digestional problems are, a potato waffle, surprisingly hitting a lot of bases.
It is.
No dairy, gluten-free, mostly cheeky potato.
It's got holes in it.
It's nice. And it can go in the toaster from frozen so quick.
Right. You're looking at spreads. And we're not talking butter, we're talking a spread. We're talking, so like, cheese, bread, olives, tomatoes, cucumbers. We're talking like, just, you can like look up what other cultures have for Germany. They do bread, sliced meats, cheese. That's like a normal, like, and it's like a little charcuterie board, which requires no cooking. It just requires you taking things out of the fridge and putting them on a plate.
Right, yes.
I would never even think, why would I have never thought to have cheese for breakfast?
Mm.
I'd be like, that's for, what am I, a mouse? No. Shakshuka. So that's like, tomatoes, red peppers, like you are cooking, so this is like next level, but like if you've got into the vibe of cooking, so you're fine for that, like spices, pop an egg in it, you have it with bread and hummus.
Gorgeous.
Like, what a great weekend meal. Eggs, beans on a tortilla, that's Mexico. Like, so you've got huevos rancheros, you know. Ooh. You've got rice and beans in Costa Rica. Expand what you believe is possible for breakfast, because it's so odd how you get stuck into like a, well, it's toast or jam, or it's eggs
or
and toast, or croissant if I'm feeling wild.
Or Frosties, those are your options.
Frosties, that's it.
No, the world is your oyster here.
What's
and,
in prep?
And you don't need to be, somebody said the other day about creative block, they were like, you're never alone with it. It's all out there. Like, there is all these books and TV and culture and things for you to go and enjoy. So if you're like creatively stuck something, like go and read or watch or learn or like look at elsewhere.
Yeah.
So there's no point you being like a home alone, being like, what's breakfast? Looking internally, be like, look externally. The take homes are, expand your horizons, get beyond the Googles. What else is out there? Who else is having, pick a country. What are they having for breakfast?
Try it.
Wow. Don't care for it. Move on. But I bet you did like it. And you could take something from it that you did like.
Exactly. You know? That's a good idea, yeah.
Be prepping. We got to be prepping. I got to be buying a dozen eggs. I got to be bulk buying this gluten-free bread. What the hell was I thinking? I got to be getting it in so that I aren't surprised when I open the fridge in the morning. I need to be like, I know what's going to be there.
Yes.
Because I've always got these things in.
Yes.
So that every morning they're there for me. If you want to be dabbling in the shakshukas, even though you're like, but I only got 10 minutes to get the thing. Make that in a friend of mine does that. Makes it on a Sunday night, big old thing.
This is level 70, right? But yeah,
into the fridge, and then that's there, and then it's like, whoa, a breakfast like that. The routine, the preparation, and always being open to excitement. You
always
know,
open to excitement.
There's no reason to think that routine and thing has to walk hand in hand with it being boring.
Yeah,
you just need to marry those two together in a place that's like, this is an important, and like, but not having the like, Googling what do they have in Korea on the morning. Are you crazy?
No.
You need to have been Googling this days ago.
Yes.
In the morning, you need to rise and be like, I already know what's there.
Yes.
There's no time for this now, with the excitement needs to have happened beforehand. Yes. Okay. Once again, I'm feeling empowered and
so
ready.
Am I. I might have dim sum. I fucking love dim sum.
Wow.
Okay. On that note.
Wow, wow, wow.
Goodbye. I'm
good luck
to
with
get
your breakfast,
breakfast
everyone.
Dim sum.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
you
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Gamble.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.